Well, the Big Bash finals have been determined for this season. The Sydney Sixers secured second spot after their win over the Heat. They're now going to meet the Scorchers in the qualifier. And if they win, they head straight to the final. Greg Shippard is the coach. He joins me on the line right now. Hello, Ship.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's a delicious proposition if we can win this next match to come back to home base and have another crack at a title.
Yeah, delicious is correct. We've been talking on the program today, Ship, about some of the great domestic cricketers because they're, you know, Australia v Australia A was posted. You remember that squad? And I saw Greg Rowell in the background. He's a good bowler, Greg Rowell. And so I thought I'd ask you, back in your day, Ship, you know, playing for WA, for example, were there any players that you thought, these guys are really good that maybe could have gone on to higher honours but didn't?
God, I think at one stage I was the only non-international playing player that played for the West Australian team. It was so tough to get into that team in the late 70s and 80s. I was indeed that person. So, you know, your guys like Ladd, Wood, Hughes, you know, Marsh, Valletta, all those sort of guys, you know, found a way into the Australian team, let alone Lilly, Alderman, Malone, Yardley, etc. So yeah. I was blessed to, you know, be surrounded by, you know, a team of superstars. But I guess in more modern times, it's people like Jamie Siddons down in Tassie, Jamie Cox, Dean Hills. I think the Victorians, you know, Brad Hodge didn't play enough for Australia. Andrew McDonald didn't play enough for Australia. And most certainly Stephen O'Keefe didn't play enough cricket for Australia, given, you know, their skill sets. But you can be lucky in time and in moments, and you can be unlucky. So I guess a lot of those have been very unlucky.
Very true. You mentioned Sock. I'll ask you about him in a minute. Just one more, because a caller, Tim, had written in and nominated Peter Capes. Did you face Peter Capes at all, Ship?
Peter Capes, yes, left arm, smooth action, you know, very, very lively, swung the ball around from the top end at the whacker. And played with him and against him. So, terrific man, moved into the football sphere, I think.
He was a
administrator at the Eastern Panel Footy Club. He was a fine player.
This is fun. We're going to have all day. But look, the finals are upon us. You're two-time defending champions. How's the mood in the camp? It's been a bit of a crazy season as you head into Saturday night.
Crazy is probably a great description. COVID year one, I would mark 7 out of 10 in terms of, you know, fun and engagement. And this one, unfortunately, I'd have to measure it about 1.5 to 2 out of 10. It has been off the charts behind the scenes, and great credit to the players to hold it together, in particular in our team. You know, we've been the 3 matches that's meant to be a hub in Melbourne, yet we've flown to Adelaide, Sydney and Brisbane and now back to Melbourne again. So, you know, we've certainly been tested with charter flights and our ageing bodies and minds have been, stretched to the limit. So, hopefully we have a couple of days to freshen up now and sort of set our minds to, you know, getting the business done in the big games.
The Scorchers have got you twice this season. I mean, they're a really well-rounded outfit. Ship, what do you have to do to turn the tables?
Oh, I just play our best cricket, you know, play a cool, calm, collected game in the moment. And, you know, we also, you know, we had some positive moments against them in 2 of the finals last season, so we'll draw on that confidence. But, you know, every game's different. We'll just look to play our best cricket, bat ball in the field and keep ourselves in the moment.
Well, I mean, you guys are a well-rounded side as well. So much experience and really good problem solvers in your side, and that's a trait that counts for so much in T20 cricket, doesn't it? We saw that with the Aussies in the World Cup, and you have this mantraship of no fear. So are those two things, that your fearlessness and experience, are they the two key ingredients for success?
Yeah, look, we've got a range of F words, as we call them, and fearless cricket, but with cricket intellect. It's important that you match, you know, a fearless, brave approach with some cricket intellect and weighing up the risk-reward management of every ball as it unfolds. Staying fresh, staying focused, being forensic around data, you know, being on top of your fundamentals. So, you know, there's a bit snapshot of some of our F words, but you know, a part of our internal dialogue at the Sixers. It works well for our team, may not work for others, but there's a lot of you know, terrific cricket brains in our group, and you know, they're always on the search for improvement, which is great, whether you're, you know, young Jack Edwards in at 21 or you're Dan Christian at 30 something.
Nathan Lyon, Greg, is he going to play?
Yeah, there's no reason for Nathan not to play. Haven't seen him today. He's sort of, again, sort of separate from the group through protocols. We see him on game day and we don't see him much in between. So hopefully he's able to train with us tomorrow, and he's pulled up well from the game yesterday, and he's certainly expected to play.
Now, you mentioned there Steve O'Keefe. You said he didn't play enough for Australia. I mean, just looking at some of the numbers, 10 wickets at 12.9, economy rate of under 6 his campaign. He's just, you know, he's just so consistently good. But he has Sock indicated a desire to retire after the finals. He's called himself old, fat, slow and sore. Yeah, I don't know if he's doing himself an injustice there, Greg. Can you change his mind? Has he still got more good cricket in him?
I think if we sat down over a good bottle of red, I'm potentially able to change his mind. That's how he's feeling. I might be feeling exactly the same. So we'll probably commiserate together or celebrate together over an end of season bevy and look to the future. But I'm sure those discussions will be held, and I'm sure the story's not written.
I noticed that you said a good bottle of red too. Only the very finest. I just want to get your thoughts quickly. Brad Hodge, I don't know if you heard his comments, but he felt that Moses should have been sanctioned for, you know, basically saying to Hassanein that, you know, he's a chucker. Do you have an opinion on that?
What happens out in the middle in the heat of battle, I'm not up to date with exactly what was said out there, but I know that it was going in both directions, so... I'll just let the officials deal with what was set out in the middle and play on.
You talked about the home games, you know, moving around and the stress it's have. I mean, Lee Jamon just says you've got to roll with the punches. How much of a disadvantage is that? Is it sort of thing that fuels you at all, or is it just a case of, well, that's a reality, let's just get on with business?
Yeah, I guess that's what we've been doing for 2 years now. You know, some of the movements and the motions and the decisions are less palatable than others, but, you know, our groups remain true to our cause. And, we approach every game ultimately with, you know, great energy, expectation and look for positive results. So, you know, we've delivered in a difficult season brilliantly well. You know, we've got a target on our back, of course, being back-to-back champions and looking for a third, which is unbelievably rare. So the team, I'm extremely proud of what they've delivered thus far. And you know, we're looking with optimism to the next couple of matches.
Now, we've got a home T20 World Cup coming up later this year. I mean, Josh Phillippe, he's just remarkable, isn't he? He's the third highest run scorer. You just didn't think he could top last year. And he's, you know, because you see a lot of dips in form, you know, good years, bad years, but he is a serious cricketer. What's his future like, and how many games is this kid going to play for Australia?
Oh, look, I think he's got a long future at the next level for sure. He's a unique talent. Talk about fearless, and you're going to have some ups and downs across the course of a 14-game season, but when he's on, you know, he's breathtaking in his shot-making. As I've said before, as close to that bravery that David Warner attacks the game with, but he's right-handed, but very similar in character as a player to David. So that's a very high accolade, I would have thought. So, you know, I think he's got a brilliant future and many years to come in the magenta.
Perth Scorchers up against the Sydney Sixers. That game on Saturday the 22nd. That's a qualifier at Marvel Stadium there at Docklands. You can hear all the action live right here in Big Bash Nation on SEN. Greg Shippard, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck to the Sixers.
Cheers, Julian. All the best.